USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he promised he would, the president of Turkey has addressed Parliament and released more details about what Turkish authorities know about the death of a Saudi Arabian journalist, Jamal Khashoggi.
Jamal Khashoggi was slain in a vicious, violent murder.
That is Turkish President Erdogan speaking through an interpreter and calling the death of Khashoggi premeditated and savage. And he's demanding that Saudi Arabia say where Khashoggi's body is and who actually ordered the operation that led to his death. A pipe bomb is found at the home of billionaire liberal philanthropist George Soros. Nobody was home at the time of the discovery yesterday, but now the FBI and ATF are investigating. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth over $1.6 billion. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Artifacts believed to be part of the historic Dead Sea Scrolls now being called fake. The Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. announcing five of its 16 most valuable artifacts aren't real. They've been taken down and will no longer be displayed there. An NBC News Wall Street Journal poll showing President Trump's job approval rating up to 48% among voters, and Gallup is reporting his job approval rating has increased to 44% from 38% in mid-September in that survey.
The latest results in Mr. Trump's job approval of over 1,500 adults may be benefiting from the strong employment numbers. And despite the intense political environment in recent weeks, Mr. Trump's numbers continue to improve. Members of the GOP indicated 90% job approval rating, while those identified as Democrats or leaning that way gave Mr. Trump a 40% job approval rating.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two Ernest Hemingway stories written in the mid-1950s and rarely seen since to be published next year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Hemingway's celebrated novel, For Whom the Bell Tolls, the Hemingway Library Edition, is scheduled for the summer of 2019 release. And the director of his literary estate, Michael Katakis, recently told the Associated Press that two other works, The Monument and Indian Country in the White Army, will be included in that special reissue of For Whom the Bell Tolls. And the new edition will also include the story A Room on the Garden Side, which had been little known beyond the scholarly community before the Strand magazine published it over the summer. For Whom the Bell Tolls was in the news earlier this year, as it was a favorite of the late Senator John McCain, who died in August, and the title of an HBO documentary about the Republican and Vietnam War veteran. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An update now on that U.S. Navy helicopter that crashes on board the USS Ronald Reagan. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
All injured personnel are in stable condition under evaluation by the ship's medical staff. The military reports while some personnel will be medically evacuated ashore, none of the injuries are life-threatening. The crash occurred during routine operations in the Philippine Sea. The Ronald Reagan remains fully mission capable and has resumed flight operations. The cause of the mishap is under investigation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.